From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. U.S. Special Forces have killed a top Islamic State commander and captured his wife in eastern Syria, the White House and Pentagon say. The overnight raid targeted a man known as Abu Sayyaf, described as involved in the militant group's military and financial operations, including the black market oil operation that funds much of the organization's activities. The White House said President Barack Obama late Friday directed the Pentagon to send in the Special Forces personnel based in Iraq to conduct the operation in Al Amur. The IS leader's wife, known as Sayyaf, is in U.S. military custody in Iraq. During the raid, a young Yazidi woman held by the couple was also freed. No U.S. personnel were killed or injured, according to the National Security Council spokeswoman. Meantime, Islamic State militants took over the local government compound in the Iraqi city of Ramadi on Friday, dealing a blow to the Iraqi forces and raising their flag over the capital of Anbar province. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Besieged Iraqi tribal fighters continue to battle Islamic State militants in several parts of Ramadi, despite the fall of the strategic provincial headquarters compound. A military operations center and anti-terrorist compound are still in government hands. Fighting continued in other parts of Anbar province Friday, with government forces reportedly bombing Islamic State militants in parts of Fallujah, Anbar's second largest city. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
An Egyptian court today sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi and more than 100 other defendants to death for a 2011 mass prison break. Egypt's top religious authority, the Grand Mufti, will make the final decision on June 2nd. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Beijing, there to prepare for upcoming high-level talks and a visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping to Washington later this year. VOA's Bill Ide reports from Beijing there is a controversy brewing over the South China Sea.
Wang Dong, a political scientist from Peking University, says it is hard to say whether the issue will overshadow the visit or whether the two sides will try to play down the issue.
My only impression is that it seems to me this is more of a the United States trying to send a deterrent signal to China rather than meaning the United States is going to take real action.
Regardless of what happens, the comments from U.S. officials this week have already irked Chinese officials. The foreign ministry says Beijing is extremely concerned and has asked Washington to clarify reports about possible patrols, a question the U.S. says China is free to raise during the visit. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
The United States is urging Southeast Asian governments to save the lives of migrants and refugees abandoned at sea by people smugglers. Activists estimate as many as 8,000 of the so-called boat people remain adrift in the region, many without food or water, after a Thai crackdown on a vast smuggling ring. The Thai Navy encountered one boat of migrants, gave them water and food, but refused to take them in. In fact, it towed them back out to sea. Jeffrey Leibowitz, the country director for the International Organization for Migration in Thailand, spoke with VOA.
This is what we call Anwar's boat because he's the smuggler who abandoned it, and we've been tracking it very closely. We've been partners. There have been people on the ground who've been in contact with the boat for some time. It had not had food or water for over 5 days. Apparently, 2 days ago, the Malaysians did find it and gave them some supplies and then helped the boat on to Thai waters.
Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, three countries that the migrants and refugees are trying to reach, say the desperate migrants are not their responsibility and so far have rejected appeals by the UN and rights groups to help the migrants. Law enforcement officers gathered to the U.S. Capitol Friday for a memorial service and wreath-laying ceremony in honor of fellow officers killed in the line of duty. The event is the culmination of National Police Week, the annual tribute to law enforcement service and sacrifice. This year, the memorial service was particularly sobering. Police fatalities in the line of duty are up dramatically. In 2013, 27 police officers died in the line of duty in the U.S. That's the lowest number going back to 1980. That figure nearly doubled, 51 last year. Also here in the U.S., a jury has sentenced Jokhar Tsarnaev to death for his conviction in the Boston Marathon bombing 2 years ago that killed three people and wounded 264. Prosecutors brushed aside defense arguments and said he was responsible for his actions. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.